Kedushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kedushin Bavli, Daf Mem Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chofei Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom of the page, with the words Is Tanai Tani. Is Tanai Tani Mekadshin Begezeda. One verse teaches that one could be Mekadosh a woman with an item that she stole from him. Is Tanai Tani E Mekadshin Begezeda. And the second verse says one cannot be Mekadosh a woman with such an item. Rav Mana says there's no actual machlokes because the first price is referring to an item that could be retrieved from her, and therefore you can use it because it still belongs to him. So it's considered his property, and he can mekadesh with it. But the second price that says you cannot be mekadesh with a stolen item that she stole from him, it's referring to an item that could not be retrieved from her, so it's not considered his property anymore, it's considered her property, and he cannot use it to be mekadesh her. Rabbi Yosi Rabun, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Mandama Mekadshin Begezela, Begezela Shinithyayshu Habayil Memena. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudin, quoting Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, said that the brisa that says one can be Mekadosh with a stolen item that she stole from him is referring to a stolen item for which the owner gave up hope of ever receiving it back. And the second brisa that says that one cannot be mekadesh with such an item is referring to an item where the owner had not given up hope of getting it back, and it does not therefore belong to the person who was trying to be mekadesh with it. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan, came to explain the earlier brisa we had, where a man said, you should be betrothed to me with the deposit that I have in your hand, and she then discovered that it was stolen or lost. If a putter still remains, she is mekadeshet, otherwise she's not. So come along Rabbi Yochanan, and he explains that it's because he said, with the deposit that I have in your hand. But if he would have said, with everything that I have deposited in your hand, then she would not be mekadeshet unless it all still exists and none of it has been lost. And the Gemara asked, Ma beinoy levant mele milva, milva nitnil hoitzia, zeh lo nitten lo hoitziai. The explanation is, what's the difference between this case and a loan? A loan is given to be spent, but this pikadon, this deposit, was not meant to be spent. Asked the Gemara a question against Rabbi Abo, ba'ataninan, haisa icheres v'shoina v'shoina, einem mukadeshes ad shihei ba'achas mehen shava puta. Me'ata afil nishtaya sham shava puta, loitei mukadeshes ad shihei kulon kayomim. We asked him our Mishnah, if she ate them as he gave them, she's only betrothed if one of them was worth a shavaputta. Now, according to Rabbi Abol, she would only be betrothed if all of them remained at the time of the Kedushin, like a deposit, since the intention was that all of the pieces should be present at the time of the Kedushin. So why did the Mishnah say one of them and not all of them? And the Gemara answers, Patala al Roisha. The answer is that the Mishnah's case was not referring to the latter case of be mukodeshes to me with this date, be betrothed to me with this one. If one of them was worth a shavaputta, she would be mukodeshes. If not, she's not mukodeshes. That's not the case we're going on, but rather to the earlier case of the Mishnah, means if he said with this and with this, then if their total value was a putta, she's mukodeshes. When she was understood to be saying, I don't want this one, I want this one, I don't want this one, I want this one. And therefore, if one of them was worth a shavaputta, then she would be mukodeshes. Ask the Gemara a question. V'in al roisha. So if so, b'da tanin and haisa icheres v'shoina v'shoina eina mekodeshes ad shehei ba'achas mehen shava puta. Didn't we learn about that case that if she ate them as he gave them, she's only going to be mekodeshes if one of them was worth a shava puta. But according to Rabbi Abu, they all must remain. Ami Ababun, Rabbanu comes to answer the question. Loi kein savrinan meimaman tana vavin Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't we say that the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda who holds that the letter vav connects? Am Rabbi Yochanan, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, nechlalim b'korban echa, v'nifratim b'shloisha korbanos. Now Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell us that we learn in the Mishnah in Maseches Shavuot that if Reuven claimed that Shimon's holding his wheat, his barley, and his spelt, and Shimon made a shvur that he did not have them, if he later admitted he has to make a shvur on each of the species mentioned. Now according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he was found to have made a false shvur and he connected the three species using vavs, sometimes he would need to bring one korban, if each of the species was worth a third of a putter, and sometimes he would have to bring three korbanos if each was worth a putter or more. Now, kamaduhu ama taman nechralim b'korban echad v'nefratim b'shloisha korbanos, kenu ama hacha nechralim b'kiddush echad v'nefratim b'shloisha kiddushin. Now, just as in the laws of Shavuos, he could be required to bring either one or three korbanos, so too, here in Kiddushin, all of the dates are combined in one case, that together they're worth a putter, she's mukadeshes, and separate in another case, that she'll be mukadeshes from any of them, and therefore if she ate them as she received them, and one would have been worth a shavu putter, she would be mukadeshes. Now, a new case in the Gemara, his kadshili baselazu va'oma hashlich alayam olena ena mukadeshes. If a man said, be mukudeshes to me with this sela coin, and she said, throw it into the sea or throw it into the river, then she's not mukudeshes. If she said, give it to a poor man, then she is mukudeshes. Mikamakom lo nichnas l'seich yada klum. Hacha at ama kudeshes, v'hacha at ama enu mukudeshes. The Gemara asked the question, either way, nothing reached her hand, so why is she mukudeshes in the second case but not in the first case? Rabbo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, she's receiving the benefit of helping the poor rather than receiving the actual money. And Rabbi Pinchas says this follows either Rabbi Zeira or Rabbi Hilah, who comment on the brisa that follows. The Tani, the brisa says, Oimehu Adam Lefoyel, Helech Dinezer Achol Boy. The Bais teaches if a person can tell his worker, take this dinar and use it for your food, or take this dinar and use it for your drink, and we're not concerned that the worker might buy with it shvius produce or maisus or yain nesech. But if he told the worker, go out and buy for yourself a loaf, and I will pay for you for it, or go out and buy a measure of wine, and I will pay you for it, we're concerned that he bought these prohibited items, shvius, maisus, and yain nesech, with the money. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Naaseh chenvoni shluchoi shel balabayis l'schois l'poil. Rabbi Zeira says the shopkeeper becomes like the shliach of the employer to give the worker, and it's as if the employer fed the worker these osser items. Rabbi Hilah understood, no, the worker acquires from the shopkeeper for the employer and then acquires it for himself. Here also, according to Rabbi Zeira, the husband became the shliach of the wife to give the money to the poor man. Rabbi Hilah explains the poor man acquires for the woman and then acquires it for himself. What's the practical difference between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Hilah? Hayachin voni cheresh, if the shopkeeper was a cheresh, he was a deaf mute. So abdaitet Rabbi Zeira lechashash shein shlichas lecheresh, abdaitet Rabbi Hilah chashash. According to Rabbi Zeira, there's no marriage because a cheresh cannot become a shlich. But according to Rabbi Hilah, she would be married. Hayah poyel cheresh. And if another answer would be that if the worker was a cheresh, so al daita de bila lechashash ein zchuyas lecheresh, al daita de bizeira chashash. So according to bila, there's no marriage because the cheresh cannot give to others, whereas according to bizeira, she would be mukudeshes.